Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Friday, June 25th, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. This coming Tuesday, with 1 week remaining before the close of the strike fund vote, we will hold a webcast to discuss the strike fund and answer any remaining questions you have. The webcast will go live for an hour at 1 p.m. Central Time. You will be able to easily access the webcast on www.unitedafa.org to watch it and participate live. And we also encourage you to send your questions in advance through a submission form posted just below the webcast page video screen. Management is focused on getting more concessions from you. This strike fund vote is the perfect opportunity to send the message loud and clear that their actions at the negotiating table are unacceptable. Take part in the strike fund webcast to get the answer to any remaining questions and cast your vote. It's simple. Negotiating from a position of strength produces better outcomes. Implementing our Whatever It Takes strike fund is a game changer and builds upon the power of our flight attendant community. Send the message to management that flight attendants mean business in these negotiations. Cast your vote now and encourage your flying partners to do the same. If you need your activation code to activate your voting credentials, your VIN and PIN, simply call the voter helpline at 800-624-3907, extension 524. Calls are being answered or returned throughout the evenings and the weekend. Once you have your activation code, you will simply need to select option 2 at 877-AFA-VOTE to activate your account, receive your VIN, and set your PIN before selecting the option to proceed to the ballot. The entire process will take less than 2 minutes, but it will have a great impact on the years ahead. Don't wait another minute. Cast your vote now. The U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia ruled in favor of the National Mediation Board today in an important case brought by the Air Transport Association, the ATA, seeking to overturn the NMB's new election rule for fair representation elections for workers. Under that new rule, approved by the Obama administration, a union will be certified as the collective bargaining representative if it obtains a majority of the votes cast in a representation election. The old rule made it far more difficult for workers to form a union, essentially counting all non-voters as no votes. The new rule puts union elections on the same footing as all other elections in the U.S. A majority of the votes cast determines the winner. Today's ruling should help ensure that the Delta and Northwest flight attendants have a fair election when they vote for union representation for the combined post-merger workforce. It will also apply in other union elections in the airline and railroad industries going forward. The court did not issue a decision detailing the reasons for its ruling, but will do so no later than June 28th and stated the new rule will be effective July 1st. Beginning with the July schedule, some trips will include one or more segments in which the United Express or UAX flights are used as deadhead segments. The monthly key pages will show specific deadhead indicators to indicate these flights. DH will be used in the key pages to indicate a deadhead segment on United mainline flights, and UX will be used to indicate a deadhead segment on a United Express flight. However, when displaying the DSP DSL or DSP ID in Unimatic, United Express deadhead segments will be shown as OA, not as UX. The company has told us that the comments field in DSP ID will include the specific United Express flight number for the deadhead segment involved. We encourage flight attendants to carefully read the information regarding deadhead segments in the comments to the ID. Examples of this are available on our website in the schedule section. You should be aware that United Express flights are subject to frequent schedule changes in their operation and are frequently the first flights affected during irregular operations. Under Section 9N of the contract, the company has the responsibility to notify flight attendants when these flights are delayed more than 30 minutes and the delay is known 2 hours before scheduled departure time. Should you encounter any problem regarding a United Express deadhead segment, immediately contact the crew desk at OPB. Please also provide a detailed report of your experience to your AFA local council office. On May 24th, American Management requested volunteers to replace strikers if members of the Association of Professional Flight Attendants, APFA, walked off the job. APFA has requested to be released from mediation, a step that would start the 30-day clock for a possible strike. But as of today, the National Mediation Board, the NMB, has not agreed to the request, nor have they scheduled additional mediation sessions. The last talks in mediation ended on May 21st, and at this point, the airline and union are still under the control of the National Mediation Board. In response to American Airlines management call for scabs, the president of the pilots union at American sent a letter to management criticizing their plans to replace flight attendants with managers during a possible strike. The pilots questioned how well these replacements could do the job and suggested that management's current jobs must not be very essential if they can be spared to work as flight attendants. The letter also questioned the character of anyone who would work as scabs. In support of the flight attendants, he wrote, "We would all be much better served if management instead decided to commit to good faith bargaining with their represented employees rather than issuing such ill-advised pronouncements. I suspect all management has accomplished in this instance is to strengthen the flight attendants' resolve. That's certainly the effect it has had on me." The contract battle between British Airways and Unite, the main union for BA flight attendants, continues to escalate. BA management placed full-page ads in British newspapers Thursday seeking to hire new Heathrow flight attendants at new, lower B-scale wages. On Friday, BA management made a new pay offer to Unite, representing 12,000 cabin crew, in an effort to prevent the resumption of strike action in a 17-month dispute over staffing levels and future wages. The new offer ties pay increases for existing crew to the hiring of new recruits this autumn, drops plans to increase staffing levels, which the company had proposed to fund through reduced benefits, sound familiar, and provides raises for 2 years starting in 2011. The proposal doesn't address the removal of travel perks, the suspension of strikers, and the use of volunteer crews, issues that Unite has said must be resolved before an agreement on a wider cost-cutting plan can be reached. "We are not at all optimistic that this offer provides a basis for resolution of the dispute," said Derek Simpson, the union's joint general secretary. Walkouts by flight attendants have forced BA to ground flights on 22 days since March 20th, and Unite will ballot its members on further strike action next week. This evening, the Airline Pilots Association, representing United and Continental pilots, stated their talks with management over a merge contract have hit a roadblock. Captain Jay Pierce, the ALPA chairman of the Continental Pilots, stated, "We are stalled because of management's unwillingness to compromise on matters that have little financial impact." Captain Wendy Morris, the ALPA chairman for United Pilots, said, "Both Mr. Tilton and Mr. Smyzik recently stated before Congress the importance of recognizing labor in this deal. At this juncture, their words ring hollow." That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling, and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.